Sheni Tashlumim Derishinu. That's good if you learn Pesach Sheni is considered a Tashlumim for the first day, like we always learn. That if you didn't give your tummy the first day, so you have to make up, on your Dalat B'nissan, if your tummy, you have to make up for it on Pesach Sheni. Ela Laman Diyama. Sheni regal b'fnei atzmihu, but if you know that Pesach Sheni is a chiyuv by itself, it's not a tashlumin. It's a new chiyuv, like Rashi says. Elamad yom regal b'fnei atzmihu, v'yachshev ein l'chol litlois taimash Rav Yechonin b'hoyol v'yesh tutum et tashlumin l'sheni. This is the kasha. If you learn Pesach Sheni, it's like a new chiyuv. It's not the pshat that whoever was mechuyiv in the first one and could do it has a chiyuv now the second one. No. The pshat is whoever did not bring a Pesach Rishon has a chiyuv now a Pesach Sheni to bring a korban Pesach Sheni. That the chiyuv first starts on Pesach Sheni. Not the pshat Pesach Sheni is a tashlumim for Pesach Rishon, but rather the pshat is it's a new chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Just who has the chiyuv? Whoever did not bring the Pesach Rishon. So then it's not called the tashlumim. Then you don't find any tashlumim for tumah. So what says Ma'ik Lameima? What can you say then? Because then you see Rabbi Yochanan says there is a tashlumim even though you're not fit to bring it. So Gemara says El Amar Rav Papa Kisava Rabbi Yochanan Laila Eina Mechusas Man. There's a big difference. Where it became the eighth day ready for the Nazir, on the eighth day it's the time to bring his korban. So we're just saying if at night time he can't bring the korban. But even though he can't bring it, it's called Laila Eina Mechusas Man. It's not really called the Chiyuv wasn't Chal. Like really on the beginning of the 8th by night, there's a chiv to bring a korban. Just, you can't do it till the time, you have to wait till the day comes. But that's not called mechusas man, nothing is missing. So it's considered like right now the chiv is chal. Rashi says, k'sav Rav Yechanan, the second line, k'sav Rav Yechanan, ein chesorin zman b'mi shegiya leila l'akrav korbanos of mocher. It became the night that tomorrow is the day to bring the korban. Since it already came that night, it's not considered Yimachus, you're not missing anything yet. It's considered like the Chiyuv is here right now. Ah, you have to wait till tomorrow morning, that's nothing. It comes by itself the morning, it's just a question of waiting it out. That's considered like the Chiyuv is here really. Hilkach, Mechuyavu b'korban. He's considered like he's Mechuyav in the korban. Elo shalaylo, miyakfei melahavi. Just since Lamais, it's nighttime, it's not daytime, you can't bring the korban. There's an ikuv, Laila's an ikuv. Avachigo b'yarishin. Mashenka now in the case where the person was lame on the first day of Sukkis. Ein olav shum chayvas ria. There's no chiv at all to be on the regal. Lafikach, therefore, ein lo olav tashlumim. Therefore, can't make up. There's no din to make up for it. There's a difference. If it came the eighth day at night, so we say, really, you have a chiv to bring the korban. The only concern is that you have to wait till the daytime. That's called yimachuyi b'davar. Therefore, there's a tashlumim. But if a person is lame on the first day of Sukkot, there's no chiyuv, so therefore, since the first day you're potter, who are then the second day also, even if you come well again, still you're potter. Tratei Gemara, Miyam, Rabbi Yechon Hochi, the truth that Rabbi Yechon said like this, that what? Ein laila, mechusas man, if you're just missing nighttime. That's not called a mechusas man. Nighttime is considered like nothing. It'll be a few hours till it'll be daytime. It comes by itself. It's not called you're missing anything. So whatever is totally in day, it's still like the chiyuv is here right now. Is that true? The Yomer Rabbi Yechonin said like this: Ro'achas b'layla. Talking about a zav, a person, a man that sees zav comes out of his body once comes out at nighttime. Ushtayim b'yom. Then he sees two times by daytime. The locher is maybe he has to bring a korban. That's called like you saw three times, and the din is of a zav sees three times. He has to bring a korban. Maybe it's a chiyuv for him to bring a korban. Maybe korban. Rashi says, "Ro'achas b'layla." That means zav she'sofar shivra kiyim k'mishpata. Zav counted 7 days. V'tovel and he went to the mikvah. Verashim should have came at night time. Then v'chazav v'ro'achas b'layla. He saw them that night once. U'shtayim l'machron to the next day. So locher is mevi korban atum shniyazu levad min korban shiyovel arishayna. He says you have to bring a second korban for this new tuma. V'yovish day korban oisav kishiyitor, and you bring two korbanos when you become tor. Hayov leroa shniya at shiyotza l'shor shiruy lehavi korban. Since the second time you saw, which was the night of the 8th already, so it's called a time to bring the korban. A zav that was tamei, He asked to have Zayin Nikiyim, and then he brings a korban. So here, after he counted the Zayin Nikiyim, he went to the mikvah, and that night, the night going into the eighth day, he became a Zav again. So it's sort of like the Chiyuv korban he has already, and now he has to bring a second korban. Is Yeshlo Tashlumin. The Yafal Ashniya Yavi, Yafal Pisha Chilas Vatech Zman korban. Rishoyna doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. So what does the Gemara say?
Let's say he saw twice at night. Then he doesn't. So Mar says, if you want to tell me Laila is not called Mechusas Man, so if you see at night time, even if you saw two times at night, it's the night going into the eighth day, but even though he couldn't bring a korban yet till the morning, but if you tell me at night, it's not called Mechusas Man, he's not missing the time, it's considered like the Chiyuv korban was here already, so Mizoy, the Chiyuv korban was chal at the beginning of the night, and then later on in the night, he saw two times Zavus, so that should also be Mechayiv in a second korban, and one by daytime, so maybe he should have to bring. So Kashrus is, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? If you see two times at night, you're potter from the korban, mashmet's not considered. Like the chiv of the first korban was chal yet. Why not? It's the beginning of the eighth day. It's at night right now. You're telling me Rabbi Yochanan holds, laila lav mechusas man? So if the night time is not called the mechusas man, how come the two riyas you see at night should be considered? You're becoming a zav now after the zman of the first korban. Therefore, the first korban was chal, and you have to have a tashlum to make up for it. So when you become Torah at the end, you have to bring two kabbonis. The Rashi says, even if you see all three riyas that night, kva yotzim is man rishon, you already finished the first man. Hushtei zivas and extended two different zivas. It's like the first ziva was chal, and it came the night of the eighth day. The chiyuv korban is chal. So once you have that chiyuv korban, that's one chiyuv. Now you become another time a Zav, you have a second Chiyuv Korban. So how come Rabbi Yochanan says not like that? Rabbi Yochanan says, if you see two at night time, you're potter from a new Korban. Why? So the Gemara says, Ki kama Rabbi Yochanan ledivri oimer laila mechusas man. This last halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said, you only become a Zav if you see two by daytime, and not two by nighttime. And Echnaim, it's not according to his own Shita, it's only according to the man the Yom that holds, laila is mechusas man. If you hold Laila is Mechusas Man, so therefore when it comes the night, going into the eighth day, it's not considered you have a chiyuv to bring a korban yet. Because the korban only starts by day, not by night. So therefore that night, you did not have your chiyuv korban yet. So if you became Tavtum Zav again that night, you would not have a chiyuv to bring a second korban. Because the first korban was never chal, there was never a time for you to bring it, it's not considered the first chiyuv was chal. The first chiyuv is not really here yet. So Rabbi Yochanan is only saying that according to that man the Yama, that Laila is Mechusas Man. So tomorrow, for tomorrow, Divri Yom of Shita, according to that man the Yama, Vada Nefta Lecha, what's his Chiddush? Divri Yom of Shita, Shtayim V'yom, tomorrow, the Chiddush is Shtayim V'yom, V'yachas Palal Hitzvichle, that's the Chiddush. That even though you saw one at night, but since... Versus again here, Itzrich, what Itzrich like? Moriah Kashwad, but man the Yom holds Laila is Mechusas Man, so who is Pshita? What are you telling me now? So Moriah says, no, Itzrich like, I need it. Chasakadad the Chaminich, I would have thought. Kiatakavta the Rav Shisha, Bred Ravidi, like the Gemara Krisis asked the question over there. Like Rav Shisha Ravidi asked the question, Kamashlon Kid Rav Yosef. Kamashlon, no, the Gemara gives a teretz over there. And the kasher is, even one ri at night, why is that good? If you're telling me now, Laila is Mechusas Man. So at night time, it didn't come the time to bring the first korban yet. If you become a second time Zav now, the first korban is not Chal. So that's why we're saying now you have to first see two times the next day. So the question is, if you have to have the ri on the next day, why the first night is the first ri included? Why is the first ri a part of it? That's the kasher, that's the chiddush. And the Maris Teretz over there is that when you become a Zav, the way it works is the first Riyah is not really called Riyah of the Zav. The first time you see it's like a regular Bal Keri. It only has Tumas Keri. So the first Riyah doesn't make enough Kamina when you see it really. It's only the second and the third one that counts. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying here. According to the man Diyoma, that Laila and Mechusas man, you have to see the two, the main two Riyas, have to be dafka the next day. But the first night, you would not have a Chiyuv Korban if you would have seen two the first night. But the Chiddush is, even though you saw one doesn't make a difference. One only has a tumas of a carry on it, that doesn't have the din azav yet, so that can still give it a shame. The first Chiyuv Korban is takachal tomorrow, and when you become tamei tomorrow, it's a second Chiyuv Korban, then you would have to bring two korbanos. Right. Then our Mishnah says, Ovar HaRegel, if the whole Yontif passed by, all seven and Shemini Atzeres went by, and you did not bring the Korban Chagiga, V'loichag, Ein Echayim Achrusay. After Yontif, you do not have to do anything about it, you don't have a chiyuv to bring another Korban. You have no obligations anymore. But we are there, now you should know, and this is said, Muvas LaYochel Iskoin, V'chesroin, LaYochel Imonis. It's something that you're missing, you can't get back anymore. You missed it. There was a mitzvah for you to bring a korban chagiga on Yom Tov, and you missed the mitzvah, you can't do it anymore. Omalei bar hihi lehilo. So Bahihi said to Hillel, Hai lehimones, what does it mean, the pasuk lehimones to be counted? Lehimalis mi boile, should have been like to fill it up. You can't fill what you're missing. You missed doing a mitzvah, and you can't fill it up. So what's this lashon of, what's lehimones? And Rashi says, lehimalis mi boile. If you want to say you're missing something, you have to say you can't fill it up. Should have said if you're missing one mitzvah, you should know you can't fill it up. What's this lashon of lihimonos to be counted? Gemara says like this. What it means to say is like this. Your friends went to do a dvar mitzvah, and they asked you, come and help us along. We want to collect money now for Kala, get it married. We want to do a mitzvah right now. And he didn't agree, he didn't want to go with them. In such a case, it's called Echsaron Shalayochel Imonis. You're missing something, you won't be able to be included with them. That's a big loss. They tell you, come with us, we want to do a mitzvah now. You didn't go with them. You're missing from that minion, from that count that they made. You can't get that back anymore. They already did the mitzvah of a rabbim, and that's a big chesaron. Because the mitzvah you do by rabbim is more chashuv, and you could have been a part of that mitzvah, and you don't have that mitzvah, you can't count it over again. It means you won't get that big chashuv mitzvah anymore. Tanya Nami Hochi. Muvas layichol iskan. What does it mean? Something you missed, you can't get back. That means there she bitul krishma shachris or a krishma shalarvis. If somebody forgot to say krishma in the morning or if he forgot to say krishma one night, there's no way to make up for it. That's the locha. There's no tashlum for krishma. Even if you missed it, even the zman went by, there's no tashlumim. Or she bitul tefilah shachris or tefilah shalarvis. In case we mavato tefilah shachris. Even though there's a locha tashlumim to make up by mincha, but let's say you didn't make up by mincha. You didn't have a mincha rida two times. In such a case, there's a missing that you can't make up for anymore. Weiter. That's muvas layuchol iskoin. You did something wrong that you can't make up for anymore. What about v'chisor layuchol imonis? Something you're missing you can't count over again. Zeh shenimnu chaver l'dva mitzvah. That your friends came to ask you, come, we're doing a mitzvah, come and help us out. You did not go to help. You did not include yourself with them. It's such as the pasuk of chesor and layochel limonis. Omalei barhihi lehilo. My dechsev. What does the pasuk say? Veshavtem uriisein bein tzadik l'rosha. Hashem says, "I'll come and mitzvah Hashem l'asadlovoi that we'll be able to see who is a tzadik, who is a rosha. Bein oived elokim l'asher loy avdoi. Who is a person that's an eved l'Hashem?" And who was not called an Eved Lashem? For the Gemara, what does the pasuk say to Lashonis? Of a tzaddik and a Rosh and an Oyved Elokim and loy of it. For the Gemara, Lachura, Hainu tzaddik, Hainu Oyved Elokim, and Hainu Rosh, Hainu Asher loy avdu, they're the same people. A tzaddik is an Eved Lashem, a Rosh is not an Eved Lashem. So how can the pasuk say like two different things? For Shaftim will be able to see the difference between a tzaddik and a Rosh and an Eved and not an Eved. The Chura is the same thing. What's the two things here? So Malay said like this, Avdoy Vloy Avdoy, Tavayu Tzadiki Gemurininu. No, it's two different things. A tzaddik is one thing. Even after you're a tzaddik, now we have to see if you're an Eved Lashem or not. V'yeinadoyma, what does that mean? How do we tell? Because it's not like shoyna pirkoi neyapomim l'shoyna pirkoi meyaviyachod. There's a difference where the person learns chazes over 100 times, that's called a tzaddik. But a person account learns it 101 times, that's a difference, that's a new musig, then you call it an eved lakim. That's a bigger madrega. For the Gemara Omale, he said back to him, Umishum chad zimna korel eliyovdoi, because he didn't learn one more time, he's called not an eved lashem. Like he learned it already 100 times. So that's not called an Eved Lashem, but 101 times a year called an Eved Lashem. How could one thing make a difference? Or Malay said, yes, you should know sometimes one makes a difference. In, yes, say Ulamad, go out and learn Mishuk Shachamorin from the Shuk with their higher donkeys. Asura Pasa Mezuza. If you want to hire to use a donkey to go 10 pasois, you pay one zuz. Or the chad osa parsoi, once you go one more parsa, you go 11 parsois, then betray zuzi. You see, because of one more, the price goes up. So that's this yisoid. You're a tzaddik till 100 times. But 101, that's called already an eved lashem. Rashi says, miu tzaddik, miu eved lakim, halo echadu, ein edoim eshen apirichu, afo pi, sheshneim tzaddikim, lo yevdu v'shova. It's not called the both and ever, they're not doing the both the same service to Hashem. This one is the bigger Eved Hashem. He learned it 101 times. And that's this Musrig of a Parsois, you rent out. Some learn the Pshat is that if you learn 100 times and stop, the Pshat is there's a stopping though. If you learn 101, it's a Musrig that there's never an end to it. You realize there's never an end. Kesedi, you're learning Lishma, even though you think you know it already, so what? You're still an Eved Hashem, you're doing it totally Lishma. You're learning because Hashem wants you to learn. That's the difference. A tzaddik could be you're learning because you want to know. Once you think you know, you stop. But 101 times, that shows like even after you know it, you're still learning lishma to be an eved lashem. Right. Eliyo told the barhi. He said, "Oh, Rebbe Loza, my disciple, what does the pasuk say? Hine." I'm like tzvaticha, mitzaref. I'm purifying you, but not like silver. I'm choosing you in the kura of oni, of affliction, of pain. Melamed shechaza kodesh baruch hu akomidos tovis liten Yisrael. Hashem like wants to purify Klal Yisrael. Look for all the good midas to give to Klal Yisrael. V'loy motze el anias. Even though it says oni, lashon of affliction, with dashna means anias of being an oni. Being a humble person, that's the best midah to have. And Omar Shmuel v'Tamer Rab Yosef, Haino the Yamri Inshin, this is what people say. Ye ani yusel Yudoi, it's very good for Yudoi, a Jew, to be a humble person, to be an oni. Ki barzel sumka l'sus yichyura. Ki barz like a metal, a red metal, l'sla to a white, horse, which is very nice, very appropriate. So it also is very appropriate for a Jew to have the midah of Anova. If you live with your sister with chayvei krisus and you came pregnant, you had a kid, that's a mamzer, that's something that can never be fixed up. So tomorrow, hoyledin lehoyled loy. Mashmoni, because you have a kid, but if you don't have a kid, not like that. V'atanya Rav Shimon ben Asi Yoimer. He knew Rav Shimon said like this. Going to vod when somebody steals something, you can return what you stole and you'll be misaken it. If you made a gzela, you can return it and fix it up. But somebody lives with another lady that's married, and now that you lived with her, she becomes a soita. She's also to her husband, loilam, is nitrid min oilam. You like take her away from the world. So you see that just with living with an Eishes Ish, even without her becoming pregnant, it's called a Mubas LaYechol Iskun. You can't fix it up anymore. The Isha now is also to her husband. Loilam Verch, you can't live with the original husband anymore. So Mura says, Reb Shimon Yechoyoymer, Ein Oymer, Bikroi Gomel, don't look over a camel. Bikroi Chaz, look over a pig. Ela Bikroi Tleh, look at a Tleh. What does that mean? V'yedah Zatam Lechochem. Shepirish min haTorah. That's called the worst thing. That's called the real much or muves leyochol iskoin. That person was a Talmud Chacham, he was learning Torah, and now he's a Poirish, he goes away, he doesn't learn anymore. We have Yehuda ben Lakish Shomer, called Talmud Chacham Shepirish min haTorah. Any Talmud Chacham that was learning, and then he stopped learning, he went away from the Torah, all of Akasavayma. And then the Pasuk says, Kitzipa noidedes min kona, like a bird that's running away from its nest. Ken ish noidim min koimai, person going away from his own makam. Like you're running away from your makar, your makam should be learning Torah, and he's going away. Fighter. V'yem, not a pasuk says, Ma motzu avoseichem bi'ovel. What did our fathers find in us? Ovel, we did something wrong. Ki rochu kum yolo, they went away from me. So I call upon him, the kasher is though, that by us it says, what's called mu'uves l'yuchel iskoin, only if you have a kid and the kid's a mamzer. And here it's mashmas tam, the bi alone is called l'yuchel iskoin. So Gemara says, poshid, kan b'choyse p'nuya, kan b'yeshes ish. And Echnami, if you live with your sister, so stam having znus with her is not called l'yuchel iskoin. Stam, she's mutter to get married, you're mutter to get married. There is only if she comes pregnant, she has a kid, then the kid's a mamzer, that's a chsar and loylem. Kan beishes ish. When you're talking about you having znus with another, with a married lady, then just to be alone isn't mukhal, is a mubas, leyuchal iskarin, because she becomes also to her husband, loylem. The boy is another teretz is, hovor beishes ish. Both cases could be talking about when you're living with another married lady. Vulekasha.